Dear Lord, we ask that you continue to teach us, heal us, and deliver us from the hand of the enemy, especially when we find ourselves so deeply in the chains of bondage to their lies that we cannot even see the chains anymore. In your mercy, please show us the truth. Help us not to be afraid to believe what is shown us, and deliver us from the hands of the evil ones. Amen. Dear Heart Dwellers, Claire asked if I would record a message for you. This is a conversation she had with one of the prayer warriors on our team. She began for you, "Precious family, my heart is heavy, because we have a very good friend who has been listening to a familiar spirit, and that familiar spirit is keeping him from realizing the freedom of living a life totally for Jesus, and that has caused him to lose many opportunities to grow spiritually and be fulfilled, as well as have a supportive community around him. I want to share with you the things that can go wrong when you're under the influence of a familiar spirit. The following advice and experience is from one of our highly dedicated prayer warriors. It's about her breaking to make way for the greater gifts the Lord has been holding in store for her. There are so many things the Lord wants to give us to increase our effectiveness in His kingdom, but He must hold them back until the vessel is broken. Breaking is a messy business. It takes a lot of commitment and patience to break a soul that is under the influence of a familiar spirit. This soul has been broken severely because she came from a highly respected field. In that field, she was highly respected as well. And with that comes a haughty spirit and arrogance. So when I told her about the situation, she immediately could relate to this man who is being deceived. How do we tell when we are being deceived? It's all evident from the kind of fruit you are bearing. If you have caused yourself to be isolated, if you have hurt others, if you have alienated others, if you have been unkind and said ugly things behind their back, and if you feel too stiff-necked to admit your faults and seek help, because the Spirit is continually telling you that you were right and they are wrong. If your situation reflects any of these, there is a very good chance you were being guided by familiar spirits. I, Claire, have had at least 2, maybe 3 major heavy breakings from the Lord, because I had deep pride, arrogance, and presumption. The Lord would not allow these attitudes in ministry, and He was preparing me for ministry, so I had to be broken. But I want to share with you now some of our prayer warrior's feelings when she came through this breaking process. I'm not saying that I am free of pride, because I am not. I have to check myself on pride every single day. But this is what our prayer warrior wanted to share. In looking back on my life, Claire, I can see where I was operating under pride and arrogance and not under God. The fruit was not good, and it kept getting worse. So, please pray that this soul will respond, and I too will continue to pray for him. I will ask the Lord what specifically we can do to address any issues. I know how difficult it can be when blinded by a familiar spirit. The one thing I recall, she continued, that really made the difference was when I heard, "You must look at the fruit. A good tree does not yield bad fruit, and a bad tree does not yield good fruit." And when I looked, at least as best as I was able to, there was no doubt that this fruit could not be from the Lord. I would expect His fruit to be lovely, not studded with wreckage, division, upset feelings in numerous individuals, and so on. In addition, I would not be experiencing self-pity or the need to defend myself. The Lord would take care of any matters in my life, and my heart would be at peace during this. I certainly would not have feelings of anger, nor would I want to say or think anything cruel. The Lord always reminds me beforehand that if I want mercy, I must give mercy. And I am certainly no model of holiness or perfection. If feelings like these are coming up, pride, anger, self-defense, then whatever spirit I do feel close to, encouraging me in these thoughts and attitudes, cannot be the true Jesus. Jesus, the true Jesus, would have removed himself until I repented of these things. The last thing he wants me to participate in are things which support division, conflict, calumny, and backbiting. During these times, I also would have trouble reaching Holy Spirit. When I was being deceived by a familiar spirit, and it was not the Lord, Jesus would let me sit with my errors and wait, until I realized that whatever I was doing without his presence. He waits patiently while I continue to make an ever-increasing mess. He knows that at some point I will realize that I have erred, especially if I have multiple people telling me so. While we can all make mistakes in discernment, if he is sending me information from people who really are able to discern properly, then it behooves me to listen. By not listening, at the very least, I have opened myself to pride by choosing my will and wisdom over that of, potentially, the Lord's. I have to receive what is being told to me. I may have to discern that properly as well, but in the end, I must look at the fruit. This has been an invaluable lesson, Claire, one I remember and use repeatedly over the years. It will never go out of style. And that was the end of her testimony. I would ask you all to please pray for the man this message is targeted for, dear heart dwellers. He is a good man, but comes from a very corrupted system. He is convinced that he is right and has no need to carefully examine before the Holy Spirit if he might be in serious error and pride. Perhaps many of us can relate to these things as well. May the Lord use this situation to open the eyes of all who are in hearing of it today. The Lord bless you all.